What about, talking about clothing, a man's three-piece suit, what would you say that consists of?
Coat, vest, and trousers.
Okay, any other word for trousers?
Pants, slacks.
What about breeches?
Breeches.
Okay.
That's an old name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about things that go over a man's shoulders to...
Suspenders.
Any other words for those you've heard?
Galluses.
Do people around here ever use the word braces to mean suspenders?
That's what they're called whenever you buy them in the store.
Mm-hmm.
They have the name on them, braces, but actually nobody calls them that around here. I never hear it.
But suspenders and gallons is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Normal operator, man, John.
Oh, I see. So you'd be familiar with that then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the word bring, you'd say if a delivery boy came with a package, you'd say the delivery boy what you have packed.
Brought me a package.
He has
brought me a package.
Okay, please me that.
Please what?
Please blank me that package.
Hand me.
Or?
Give me. Bring me.
Okay.
Bring me the package.
Okay. If I'm trying on a coat and it's too small, I might say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it perfectly.
It fit perfectly.
Okay. And if you're... husband needs something to go to church in, you know, his old suit is getting a little bit worn out, you'd say he needs to go to town to buy
a new suit.
Sure, okay. And if I keep stuffing things in my pocket until they get this way, you'd say they begin to what?
Bulge.
Sure, okay. All right, this verb, if I put a shirt in water that's too hot for it, you'd say it's going to
shrink.
Okay, I did it, man. It
shrank.
All right, every time I've done that, it has
shrunk.
Okay. All right. So
he's giving me an English.
What about if a young girl is getting ready to go out on a date? You know, sometimes they like to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. What would you say she's doing?
She's primping.
Okay. Well,
what about
a boy who does the same thing? What would you say he's doing?
He's primping too.
He's primping too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. This is the thing that what would you call that she has?
Pocketbook,
okay,
purse,
right.
Handbag.
Okay. Do you have a word for something that with a clasp that you might keep changing?
Mm-hmm. Change purse.
See, around here, did you ever see men use something similar to that had a clasp?
Occasionally, not too often.
Yeah. But it was called a change
purse.
You never saw it, they usually have money.
Right.
Okay. All right, something that you would wear around your wrist, you'd call that a...
wristwatch.
Or
a bracelet.
Okay, what about around your neck?
Necklace.
Any other word? Say if it were beads or...
Pearls.
Around here, did you ever hear people use the phrase of a pair of beads?
Mm-hmm, sure have.
But it suggested...
Just one strand.
One strand,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could mean two strands, as far as that goes.
But it was called...
A pair.
Okay. All right. Something that you would hold over your head to keep the water off you when it's raining.
Umbrella or parasol.
Is there any difference?
No.
You wouldn't... A parasol doesn't suggest something strictly a woman would use, do you?
Not necessarily.
It's not any faster than an umbrella. All right. Talking about making up your bed, the last thing that goes on the bed, that would be a...
Bedspread.
Any other words you've heard me?
Coverlet.
Okay.
Counterpane.
My grandmother used to call them counterpane.
Counterpane.
They were handmade. They were heavy.
Were they any fancier than regular bedspread?
Oh, yes.
What about something that's heavy that you would put on a bed in wintertime?
A quilt. A blanket.
Do you have a name for something that
Comfort.
You...
Comforter.
Okay. Is there any difference between comforter and quilt?
I don't think so.
Did y'all ever make up a place on the floor for a child to sleep?
A pallet? Yes, I slept on them.
What did that consist of? Was it just sheets or?
Quilts or blankets or whatever. A sheet on top.